Wow, stop whining, Jay.
Yeah. Oh, I like to whine. You know that. I started the day off by whining, I know, and I'm going to end.
I know. I rode a bus with you all the way down from Escanaba. I understand this.
You know what? This second game here got out of hand. But, you know, that first game, that was really – if you could have just got a clutch hit for Kyler, I mean, he deserved better, didn't he?
Kyler pitched his tail off. There's no two ways about it. Probably, if not the best, one of the best games he's thrown as a Bay College Norse. He did a good job. He kind of went away from his normal game plan and really changed speeds, changed locations a little bit more than he's used to. And it worked out really well for him. He deserved a much better fate. We had our chances multiple. I mean, I think every inning we had a runner on at least in that game. If not, there was only one where we went 1-2-3. We put guys in scoring position, and for whatever reason, we couldn't execute in those situations. And that was the message after the game is your mentality can't get different. The moment can't become too big because we have those big RBIs there. You still got to work on getting quality at-bats and making things happen. And I don't know what's going through our guys' heads, but it seemed like something changed in that one because we had some strikeouts with first and second, less than two outs that were uncharacteristic of our guys. You know, it's that type of thing that kind of haunted us last year, and hopefully it's not carrying over. It hasn't so far this year. And like I said, I'm speculating. It's up to the guys. The guys know what was going on in their head during that game, so it's up to them to decide if they change their approach at all. But
well, then two straight errors, Mike, in the bottom of the sixth. Yeah. That's tough. Crow, I think, made the right choice. He had the guy at third, and Luke dropped it. And
without a doubt, you know, that's. And that goes to illustrate that's college baseball right there. When you're playing a good team, two little mistakes like that turns a 2-1 game into a 8-1 game.
Yep.
And just like that, it's out of reach. And that's the other thing we talked about. And that's the tough thing about this game is you have to be so mentally laser focused for so darn long. It's hard to do. And when you make those little mistakes, that's what costs us. And it's tough to do because we are here. You're here with us. We're here 2 hours before game time. You're here for a 2.5-hour game. You sit for a half hour, and you got another 2.5. You're putting in a full day, 8-hour day of work, and you have to be focused as much as you can. We talked about with the guys, when you get done with a game, not only should you be physically exhausted, you should be mentally just drained because you're thinking about those situations and being so focused. And that's something that we need to work on and improve on. You know, in the second game, we had some guys that are getting their first opportunity in the mound and just didn't have it today. You know, Jared Crow is a great pitcher. We're happy to have him. And he'll throw a lot more strikes for us. He just wasn't there today. When he did throw strikes, he wasn't accurate in the zone. And this is a too good of a hitting team to leave a ball up at the mid-thighs. And then a couple of our young guys that haven't gotten opportunities yet were struggled a little bit before we found some guys that could get us some outs. So,
Jack took one for the team again, though. He came in and did a nice job.
He didn't take one for the team. He got outs. He did.
That's
well.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you guys got four straight goose eggs there in the final four innings.
Yeah. And Sam Schneider, when he finally settled in, he figured something out. Jack Bauer was fantastic again. He's done enough where he's going to start working his way into some situations where in a close game for us, which is good. That's what we're looking for in this. And Matt Ritchie came in and got three quick outs too. So look for those guys to hopefully step up. And the other guys, and I'm not saying the other guys aren't going to get opportunities. We know we'll have plenty of opportunities for them. They'll get their chance to prove themselves. I know they're better pitchers than what they showed this afternoon. So.
Now we get up in the morning, it's an early rise, and we'll go at it again. There's not much time to dwell on it.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing about baseball is normally the next day is another chance to move on and get better. And, you know, we played with a good team here. We had a team that has 25 games in their repertoire this year. We had them scared and their coach, you know, barking at them and worried in that first game. So we've shown that we can be a really good team. We just have to put it together for 7 or 9 innings and sometimes do that a couple times a day. But right now we're developing. We're right there, and it's a good sign. I don't think we were at this point at this time last year. So I think we're further along, and we'll be better for it.
All right. See you in the morning.
See you, Jack.
All right, Mike Parco, everybody. The Bay